Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Welcome to you and all of your parts. Remember back in the day, this is before we had more privacy options on Facebook, and people had their relationship status, and sometimes it would say, it's complicated. That is my relationship with today's topic, which is affirmations. Last week, we talked about emotions and emotions versus judgment and how helpful that was for me personally, as well as professionally, to talk with my clients. And a lot of this was coming out of the Loving Parent Guidebook, which is a great book. Well, another tool that got mentioned in this book is affirmations. Now, as we were going through this with my book club, I told them, I said, total transparency, I have a part that has a problem with affirmations. And so I got curious about this part that wants to roll its eyes and be like, oh, this is ridiculous. And so instead of getting angry with the part, that would be another part, I got curious about why did it have this issue? And I started researching affirmations. I found out lots of interesting things. And so I thought I would share some of this with you. And I'm also really curious, like, do you all use affirmations, or do you have parts like me that think it's a bunch of bunk? I'm curious. So please follow up and let me know. But for those of you that might not know, affirmations are short, positive phrases that you can repeat to help change your thoughts and feelings about yourself. I think the key phrase there is repeat. You can't just read it once and be done. You do need to repeat them. So actor and singer Jennifer Lopez, she's a strong proponent of affirmations. In 2021, Michelle Obama tweeted, "Am I good enough? Yes, I am." And she stated that this was a mantra she practiced daily. So there's some pretty high profile people that believe in affirmations. But this, again, my system is a little suspicious, not sure. And so I started doing some research because, hey, I've loved this book and have found a lot of value in it. So there must be something to it. And I was able to get curious enough about, like, why am I reacting this way to the idea of affirmations? So what I found out while I was researching was that there are actually several studies now that have shown that affirmations do help change our brain, help us change the way we think. Maybe it's due to neuroplasticity, which is the brain's ability to change through growth and reorganization. And so when I say my parts reacted strongly, I mean they acted strongly, negatively, rolling their eyes, really suspicious. And again, I had a part that believed the affirmations were a bunch of bunk. But when it came up again, I was able to get that part to give me enough space that I could get curious about, why did it think it was a bunch of hooey? Now, for the sake of this recording, it doesn't really matter why my parts thought what they thought. What does matter is that I did some research and I did find studies that showed that affirmations can change people's lives. And my parts started seeing that social proof, like I mentioned, Michelle Obama, Jennifer Lopez, from some high profile women that I admire, that they use affirmations. And I noticed my part was softening a little. Now, another part pointed out as I was preparing this recording that it seems ironic that my parts are all about speaking to my other parts, or self speaking to my parts in this loving manner. And yet I have this one part that struggles with the idea of affirmations, which are also a loving statement, you know, a very positive statement. So what is the difference? I think that's a great question. And this is why I love IFS. I can see that some parts value this loving speech, this loving way of speaking to the rest of my systems. And yet I still have a holdout part that kind of struggles with the word affirmation. There is room in my internal world for both sides, right? The part that loves the soothing, loving, caring way that I talk to my system, and another part that's got it, like it twitches when it hears the word affirmation. So my call to action to you is, how do you feel? This is the point of this recording. How do you feel about affirmations? Check and see. Notice you may have some parts that like them and some parts that do not. Do you use them? Do you have a part that poo-poos them? Does it make any difference if you do a little research to find out that there has been studies that show that they're actually effective? Does that change how your part looks at the idea of affirmations? I would love you to drop me a line, share your own experience with this topic, with affirmations, with yes, Laura, I have that part that just thinks it's a bunch of hooey. With no, Laura, they've changed my life, and here are some of my favorite affirmations you should try. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I would love to hear what your experience with affirmations is. So drop me a line at laura@lauralively.com. Hit the subscribe button so you hear me next week. And I hope that this is helpful. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts, affirmation lovers or no. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.